Hello, my name is Matt Steem, and I'm the Leech Lake Tribal College's Law Enforcement Program Coordinator in Cass Lake, Minnesota, and I come to you taped from the Clem Nason Building located on our gorgeous campus just outside of Cass Lake, Minnesota, about a mile south of the Palace Casino Hotel, where you can earn and achieve a AAS in law enforcement and then become a licensed peace officer in Minnesota after you attend skills. Well, this is my first attempt at a podcast, but the purpose of this podcast is to talk about law enforcement issues, not just issues impacting Minnesota or the Cass Lake area or the Bemidji area, but across the United States, from use of force such as shootings, videos, tasering incidences, to breaking down very critically concepts and topics that people sometimes don't understand. For example, one of the things that's inherently difficult is, how do you become a police officer? Well, within the state of Minnesota, there's the Minnesota Post Board, which regulates law enforcement education, training, and active law enforcement officers and their agencies. The Post Board has some key service components. Generally, they manage the occupational licensing requirement, which, if you're a licensed peace officer, you have to go to so many credit hours every year. They create and administer a licensing exam, which this year, boy, they're doing a new one, so have fun. They develop and regularly revise learning objectives. Now, the learning objectives are things that each individual should know of what it takes to become a police officer in Minnesota. They certify and regulate law enforcement education across Minnesota. So the Leech Lake Tribal College here is a certified program through the PPOE. They also establish and enforce and maintain. They also respond to requests for information, best practices as it applies to law enforcement officers in Minnesota. They testify, obviously, between legislative bodies and provide information to the governor and other important people as it relates to law enforcement education in Minnesota. So what does it take to become a police officer in Minnesota? Well, you have to either have a high school diploma or a GED. From there, you go to the Post website and you find one of the 29 colleges or universities across Minnesota that provide law enforcement education. You enroll in those programs. Entry into those programs is conditional, obviously, across their requirements, but there's some additional programmatic requirements that you have to meet. For example, here at the Leech Lake Tribal College, you have to take an MMPI, a background investigation, and you have to provide some other additional documentation to become eligible to be entered into the program. From there, what you need to do is then spend your 2 or 4 years learning the Minnesota Post learning objectives, which are interwoven in your course curriculum. So obviously, if you go to a four-year college such as Bemidji or University of St. Thomas, where they have their criminal justice degree, Alexandria, you're going to get more practical, practitioner-based education, which it's different, doesn't mean it's better. It just means that most of our instructors are currently police officers. Work from there, you apply to Minnesota police agencies across Minnesota. Now, one would think that that is an easy task, but the problem is students today are becoming inherently more isolated or centric to wherever they're from or they want to be. So for example, if I wanted to be a police officer in the Cass Lake area, there are only a handful of agencies that I can apply for. So that would be the Cass County Sheriff's Office, the Leech Lake Tribal Police, Pike Bay Township, Bemidji Police Department, Beltrami County Police Department. Now, those agencies may not hire on a regular basis. So if I wanted to work for the Cass County Sheriff's Office, they only test about once a year. So if I don't make it high enough on those tests, then I'm not making it on the list to get an interview, to get a background investigation, to get a conditional officer certus. So they are not willing to necessarily look outside of their narrow window or area of opportunities to be a police officer. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. It just means that you're going to have to wait a little bit longer to become a police officer in the state or area that you want to work. Now, however, when I was a police officer in the 80s and 90s, it was just shotgun-style approach. People would apply for as many agencies as they could in an area in the hopes of getting their first law enforcement job. Then they would laterally transfer over to the agency after about 3 to 5 years that they would want to be at. Now, the 3 to 5 years would give them experience as a police officer, and it would bump them up in the application process. So what does the application process or process look like to get hired from a police agency? So you can go to these websites like governmentjobs.com, the Minnesota Post website, the minnesotacounties.org website, and a host of other locations, law enforcement jobs. Well, first of all, the job has to be open. Once it's open, from there, obviously, you got to submit an application. Now, a lot of that is online, but sometimes people are still taking paper applications. So you're going to want to follow the instructions and complete a paper application. Then your application is reviewed and or scored, if you will, by human resources professionals in conjunction with the law enforcement professionals to see who is a top candidate. Top candidates are then invited to an interview. The interview generally consists of a command staff, a mid-level executive, or a sergeant, along with a couple other people to interview you. There's a standard of 10 to 15 questions that they ask you. From there, you wait about a week, and you'll see if you'll get a thanks but no thanks letter, or you'll move on to the next stage. The next stage is the background investigation. Now, the background investigation is not inherently difficult. What is collecting all the documents that are required for your background investigation. This includes your Social Security card, your DD-214, copies of your passports, and a whole host of other records to include bankruptcies, any civil judgments, any court actions, not including traffic tickets. From there, they will be assigning you a background investigator. The background investigator will do a series of things. First, they will review the document to make sure. Now, a lot of people get unnerved about this. There's generally two that the investigator can take. He can do a pre-investigation interview with you to look for flaws or things that you forgot about, or do a post-interview once they have collected all the information and clear up any issues, or the third option, seeing there's three options and I said there was two, the third option is to do a quick pre-interview, a post-interview, and then deal with any issues. Then from there, the background investigation goes to the chief executive officer. Now, in the background investigation, hopefully it'll be neutral and just fact-based, talked about your positives. Now, there's a host of things that could obviously exclude you from being a police officer. So, for example, if you were to be hired by Police Department A, they may say any conviction of DWI ever prevents you from being a police officer. Now, some agencies may change that requirement, and Agency B may say you have to have 3 or 5 years difference. The most important thing during any background investigation is obviously maintaining honesty and telling people what's going on. Now, once the background investigation is concluded, you will be recommended for the agency to be hired, which then will include a medical investigation and a psychological investigation by a psychologist who is licensed by the state, and then obviously a doctor who can do all the touchy-feely stuff, poke and prod you, draw blood, and all that good stuff. And then you'll have a date of hire. From the date of hire, you start your FTO, and your FTO process, we will talk about that in another podcast. So thank you for coming to the Leech Lake Tribal College's Law Enforcement Podcast. This is the first one. It hopefully won't be the last one. If you have any questions, please feel free to give me a call, 218-335-4245, or shoot me an email, matt.stiehm@lltc.edu. Until next time we meet. Watch your six, stay safe, and talk to you soon.